This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. official says several Marines were killed and a number of other American military wounded Thursday in an attack on Kabul's airport. U.S. officials have said that information is still coming in and they are trying to determine exact numbers of casualties. The Pentagon would not say what troops were involved, but acknowledged that, quote, a number of U.S. service members were killed. Two suicide bombers and gunmen attacked crowds of Afghans flocking to Kabul's airport Thursday, transforming the scene of desperation into one of horror in the waning days of an airlift for those fleeing the Taliban takeover. Russian officials claim at least 13 people were killed and 15 wounded. A U.S. official said the complex attack was believed to have been carried out by the Islamic State group. The ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan is far more radical than the Taliban, who recently took control of the country in a lightning blitz and condemned the attack. Western officials had warned of a major attack, urging people to leave the airport, but that advice went largely unheeded by Afghans desperate to escape the country in the last few days of an American-led evacuation before the U.S. officially ends its 20-year presence on August 31st. Even after the area was hit, evacuation flights appeared to continue to take off from Kabul Airport. Some countries have ended their evacuations and begun to withdraw their soldiers and diplomats, signaling the beginning of the end of one of history's largest airlifts. The Taliban have insisted foreign troops must be out by America's self-imposed deadline of August 31st, and the evacuations must end then too. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egypt on Thursday partially reopened a crossing with the Gaza Strip, allowing one-way traffic into the Palestinian enclave as Israel eased import restrictions for the territory it's blockaded since 2007. Gaza's only gateway to the outside world not controlled by Israel was shuttered on Monday by Egypt, which gave no reason for the move. But it came after Gazans on Saturday staged protests and violent riots along the border with Israel, which killed one Palestinian, left dozens of others injured, and an Israeli soldier in critical condition from a gunshot wound. Egypt, a key mediator between Israel and the Hamas Islamists, who control the coastal enclave, have previously used closures for punishment measures against Hamas. Late Wednesday, Hamas's interior ministry announced the crossing would open to incoming traffic Thursday and to two-way traffic Sunday. Lebanon state news-run news agency is reporting the judge leading the investigation into last year's massive explosion at Beirut's port has issued a subpoena for the country's caretaker prime minister. The development comes after the premier failed to answer summons on Thursday. Last month, the judge confirmed charges against the outgoing premier and three former ministers and summoned him for questioning over accusations of intentional killings and negligence. Hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate, a highly explosive material used in fertilizers, had been improperly stored in the port for years, exploded on August 4, 2020, killing 214 people, injuring more than 6,000 and devastating nearby neighborhoods. A Serbian news agency reported on Thursday Serbia is closing a huge landfill almost 3 weeks after smoke engulfed the capital Belgrade following a fire at the site, citing the country's Minister for Environmental Protection. It's four decades old and is the largest unmanaged landfill site in Europe, according to the International Finance Corporation, located about 17 kilometers from downtown Belgrade. Its daily intake was more than 1,500 tons of household waste and around 3,000 tons of construction waste, but due to decomposition and poor waste treatment, fires emitting dense smoke from the site were frequent. According to the report, the minister claims the now-closed landfill would be stabilized from sliding and recultivated by 2023. According to data from Belgrade's health authorities, the landfill so far has released over 4 billion cubic meters of methane into the atmosphere. Serbia's environmental organization had staged protests in the past. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.